Welcome to the sermon series of Paley Presbyterian Church. The following sermon is by Pastor Jeff Conley.
Okay. So I have a confession for all of you. I'm the youngest child of my family. I wasn't around any of my cousins when they were little. I really wasn't around babies at all. The first baby I ever held was Barrett. I just don't remember holding another baby. So here's the deal. I thought babies had huge rumps. I thought they had huge backsides. And then Barrett was born and his rump was about this big. It was this tiny little thing. I didn't realize that those diapers were so bulky. That you know, whenever you see baby, it's like this cute little thing and then this big rear end. And then, so I had no idea. I thought that all babies were born with really big rear ends. I learned quite quickly what diapers were all about after Barrett was born. And so what are diapers about? They're about getting the children out of them. Right? As soon as we can. We put those diapers on, and what are we wanting to have happen from the very first diaper that we put on? We want them to get rid of using those diapers. We don't want them in that stage of diapers anymore. So we work really hard to get them out of that diaper wearing stage. And then what do we do to our kids or with our kids after they're out of that diaper wearing stage? Oh, toilet training, that's how we do it. That's how we do it. But then, you know, so what's that next thing? You want to teach kids how to say,
please,
and thank you. And so you want to teach children manners. And then what's the next thing we want to let them or help them do? To read. And then once they're reading, we want them to what? Go to school. And we want them to learn and think. And then what do we want them to do? Go away. Right? So go away. It all begins with diaper changing. But the whole process is to help build up young people so that they can go away as healthy, strong, Christ committed, loving people who will go into the world and make a difference. And so that is what our scripture is about this morning, but it all begins with diaper changing. So turn to me, please, Colossians chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. And hear God speak to us this morning. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things that are on the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever in you is earthly: fornication, impurity, passion, evil desire, and greed, which is idolatry. On account of the wrath of God, on account of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. These are the ways you also once followed when you were living that life. But now you must rid yourself of all such things: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and abusive language from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have stripped off the old self with its practices and have clothed yourself with the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge according to the image of the Creator. In that renewal, there is no longer Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and free, but Christ is all and in all. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Hear those one more time. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you are called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. And this is God's word to us. It all begins with diaper changing. For each one of us, it begins with diaper changing. And the goal is that place of spiritual maturity. I've got nothing to preach this morning. Nothing to preach, because that was a sermon that you just heard. Powerful, beautiful, encouraging, challenging, convicting. I just have three questions for you. What does the phrase "raised with Christ" mean to you personally? What must you do or change to make Jesus the priority in your life? And how should the knowledge that you will spend eternity with God impact your life today? What does the phrase "raised with Christ" mean to you personally? Dr. Ann Rathbun Bradley, Vice President of the Economic Initiative at the Institute of Faith, writes about this paragraph in Scripture, that this is our call to greatness. This chapter here in Colossians 3 is our call to greatness. Remove those clothes that are messy clothes, that are dirty clothes, that are hurting, ugly clothes, and put on those beautiful, healing, loving clothes, and walk with that as a difference, because you are no longer children of the world. You have been raised up with Christ. What does that mean to you personally? What does that mean to you personally? If that is your call to greatness, how are you going to live? How are you going to walk? I'm not going to be a person of the world. I'm going to be a person of Christ. And I'm not going to do it for me. I'm going to do it for God, to make a difference in the world. It all begins with diaper changing. Those little things that we have to change in our life just to say please and thank you. And it comes to the understanding where these young people can then confess their understanding of the fullness of being raised with Christ, so that they can live and walk in a completely different way. What does it mean to you personally, the words, to know that you have been raised with Christ? Second question. Deep breath. This is a hard one. Think about it. What must you do? What must I do? What must you do or change to make Jesus the priority in your life? First of all, you have to ask yourself, what is the priority? What's number one? And then you need to ask yourself that question, what do I need to do or change to make Jesus the priority in my life? I've shared with you before, I read this interview with Bono. It's actually turned into a book. It's this thick. Bono, the lead singer of U2. It's an incredible interview about his life. He was a pretty wild boy. He's kind of wild at times, even now. But on page 322, and I know it well, it's bent hard in the book. Page 322 is one of the most beautiful descriptions of God's grace given to all of us. Bono's an interesting character. Not only did he become famous with his music, but he used his fame to point towards God. He used his fame to point towards God. When it was difficult to talk about AIDS in the world, in our governments, and especially in the church, Bono was speaking up, and particularly about the horrible crisis of AIDS in Africa. He was a strong advocate there. He's traveled in slums. He's traveled in some of the most difficult places in the world. He's heard people share various worldviews. And on page 322 of this interview, he shares about the grace of Jesus Christ in one of the most beautiful ways that I've ever heard. He speaks about seeing people all around the world who are trying to do it themselves. And he recognizes how they can't, how individuals can't, how communities can't, how governments can't. And the only thing that can make a difference and make a change comes through the grace of Jesus Christ. If that call of greatness is upon us from this chapter here, to make that change, the encouragement, the challenge upon each one of us is to make Jesus be our priority. And if Jesus is our priority, it's not about glorifying ourselves. It's not about being good deed doers. It's not knowing a list of everything that's right and everything that's wrong. It's living a life that glorifies God. As we do incredible things, everything points to the beauty of this message of grace that is given. So the question from this chapter for each one of us on this day, what must you do? What must I do or change to make Jesus a priority in my life? And then lastly, how should the knowledge that you will spend eternity with Christ in His glory impact your life today? I'm going to tell a story about somebody that I don't have permission to tell. I wish I could. I wish I could ask her. The story is about Ellen Steele. She died a couple of weeks ago, and a week and a half we're going to have her memorial service. You know, she'd been dealing with that blood cancer for a long time, and we had bonded very well during her journey of illness. And when it got to that point that there was nothing else that could be done, she needed a surgery, but she couldn't have the surgery. She would have died immediately if she had that. She decided to go home. And when she decided to go home, she said, "This is it. Keep everyone away. I just want to go peacefully and quietly. I'm okay with that." And they took her home to her bed, and she got in that bed, and she was ready to die. And she laid down in that bed and was like, and then the next day she was kind of, and a week later she was, and then, you know, I'd start to visit her and she's just like, "I don't know. I don't know, the only intake she had was clear, hard candy, and ice chips. And she survived that way for 6 weeks. And in the midst of those 6 weeks, she was able to share with all of us who were able to see her and communicate with her about the peace that she had of this eternal place, dwelling place, that God was calling her to. And after a couple of weeks of, she realized it wasn't in her control at all, so she started inviting friends in. More and more people coming in. And those friends had the gift of communicating with a person who was able to share about what great peace she had with God for the journey of her life and for where God was calling her. In fact, one of the last times we had really good communication, I was harassing her about gambling. She had invited 3 friends over to play bridge, which I know is a euphemism for gambling, right? Poker or some kind of game like this. How beautiful it was to share with her. I want you to hear her message of peace this morning. Her life was different for many years because she had that peace of knowing that she was called into God's presence eternally. And she walked and she lived that way, that she knew God's eternal message to her. I have no sermon for you this morning. I only have questions. What does the phrase "raised with Christ" mean to you today? What must you do or change to make Jesus the priority in your life? And how should the knowledge that you will spend eternity with Christ in glory impact your life today? It all starts with diaper changing. The process with our own kids is that beginning stage all the way to launching. And it's hard. And it's Mother's Day. And some of you are going to cry when I say this. But we want our kids to go away. We want our kids to stay, and we want them to hold it forever, but we want them to go away. We want them to go out. We want them to be healthy. We want them to be strong. We want them to have their lives, and that's what God wants for each and every one of you, children of God. Grow up. Put on your big boy pants, your big girl pants. Understand all the grace that is pouring over you. Listen to God. Be changed and transformed that you respond in gentleness and kindness and love. And as you do that, you're glorifying God. Glorifying God. And lifting up so many people in a world of need. Will you do that with me? This day and each day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's join and sing.